got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Wednesday. The manhood hour is coming up in the third hour today, every Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, for those who want to have perfect peace, you got to know yourself. The biblical question, is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And I realize we are heard around the world by everybody and their mother and their mama. So there are different time zones. You have time to watch it. Some people just getting up. It's already Thursday in their country. You can podcast the show, but you can also listen to it as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. I thought that number pops up with a too late now. You're a day late and a dollar short putting the number up. What the? I forgot what I was saying now. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Amazing, a spiritual battle. And it is amazing. Yesterday, after I did my show here on the radio, happy White History Month, by the way. We have
White History.
Amazing. We have a White History Moment coming up for you later in the show today. I want to hear your White History Moments. All right, your White History Moments. Yesterday, after doing the show, I did 3 more hours of brand new episodes of the FallenState.tv. And as always, it was very interesting to me. The one thing I realized is that m- most, if not all, and I think all, or nearly all, maybe one or two out of the all, really don't believe. I don't care if they teach about religion, they have education on religion, they work in Bible study schools on religions, they are known by the world as an expert on religion, and or they just simply not even have into religion. I realize that most, over 97%, maybe 100, but not quite 100, that most people do not believe that you can have perfect peace. And they have been convinced that you can't. And they think that somehow or another they're going to get it when they die, because you can't have it on earth. They all have the same thing about it. Well, everybody angry. No one have perfect peace. And because they know no one with perfect peace, they just assume that it's not even possible, because they need somebody else to have it for them to believe that it is possible. That's so amazing to me. They need someone else to have it before they can believe that it's possible, even though Christ had it and has it. But they still need some other physical source to have perfect peace or to live without anger before they can believe that you can do that. And you can tell that they're just repeating what someone else said about it, because they say the same thing. And so they're repeating what someone else said about anger and perfect peace and or perfect peace. I want you to know, it's up to you, but I want you to know you can be free of anger and have perfect peace. Because when you are free of anger, you do have perfect peace. But it starts in you and with you. You are your world. You are your world. And until you realize that, suffer and die. Suffer and die. Live in your misery. Christ came that you may have peace and perfect peace. But you don't believe it. And no one believe it. Maybe one or two people now, and maybe one or two people in the past, in a time gone by. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So, it's up to you. Live in your misery, your anger. You are your world. So however you want to live in your world, go ahead on. And the outer world will destroy you, because you're living, your world is the same world outside of you as well. It's up to you. So did you hear Denny? Free Denny movement. But Denny, according to CNN, Sean Denny Cohn will be sentenced in a hearing set to be held on October 3rd after he was found guilty on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Watch this from ABC News.
Okay, Sean Combs is going to be sentenced this fall after he was convicted of two counts of prostitution-related charges that together carry a maximum prison term of up to 20 years. He is unlikely to get that much, but federal prosecutors are expected to ask for at least 5 years. Combs will receive credit for time served, which will subtract about a year from the ultimate sentence. His acquittal on sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy charges took away the possibility of life in prison for Combs, who's preparing to ask for leniency. The defense has already argued Combs has taken steps to address what the judge called a propensity for violence, as seen on 2016 hotel security camera footage. And his attorney said Combs began a batterer's program in New York prior to his arrest. The defense has also argued Combs did not make money from prostitution, but rather was the primary client of the male escorts he was convicted of transporting. His attorneys were prepared to ask for an expedited sentencing. They backed off that at the last minute, and so the judge has set Sean Combs' sentencing for October 3rd.
Amazing. Is prostitution illegal in America?
In many states, yes. Overall, I think it is. Either Las Vegas or Nevada at large, it's legal.
But look like places like California and New York and other places, and look like it would not be illegal. Everything else is illegal, not illegal.
Right. I mean,
crime is not even illegal in those kind of states.
Indeed. They kind of look the other way, and they act like the prostitutes are victims.
I know. And the prostitutes are prostituting because they want a prostitute. They want money.
Indeed.
But we'll see what happens. Combs might, and I don't know, I have no proof, might end up walking free on this. We'll see. I don't know, but it's interesting. And you think that's interesting. Excuse me. According to, this is from KGWA, former Portland Trailblazer Ben McLemore. Ben McLemore took the stand on Thursday in his own defense, testifying that sexual encounter during 2021 house party was consensual. Why is this?
Was there any point along the way that you thought she...
Former Trailblazer Ben McLemore took the stand in his defense on Thursday, telling his version of what happened at a house party where he was accused of raping a woman after a night of drinking. McLemore says the evening began with bowling before team members met at Robert Covington's Lake Oswego home for cards and drinking.
But I was just, just being there and just enjoying the night and just, having that time with my teammates and stuff.
McLemore testified he encountered the alleged victim in the bathroom after some of her friends asked him to help move her to the couch because she was intoxicated. McLemore said he eventually fell asleep on that same couch and then woke up a few hours later with that woman's hands down his pants.
Fondling me and basically arousing me. So that's what pretty much woke me up. I'm in deep sleep.
That's when McLemore says he began having sex with a woman, an encounter he describes as consensual.
She didn't show no signs of distress or discomfort.
McLemore says that he and the alleged victim never spoke with each other before, during, or after the encounter, and he left Covington's house immediately after they had sex.
Amazing, huh? Very interesting. A jury found McLemore guilty on 3 felony counts, and he faces over 8 years in prison. This is from KGW News.
Guilty of the charge.
Former Portland Trailblazer Ben McLemore showed little emotion after a Clackamas County jury found him guilty of rape following a 2.5-week trial. The jury convicted him on 3 counts: first-degree rape, first-degree sexual penetration, and second-degree sexual abuse. Prosecutor Scott Healy.
You just don't do something like this to somebody and get away with it. I don't care who you are.
During trial, the woman testified she was incapacitated after a night of heavy drinking and unable to consent. McLemore admitted he'd been drinking as well, but testified the sex was consensual. The prosecutor described the victim as brave for coming forward, reporting the crime, and then following the long road to justice.
Crime victims don't often report these cases.
Following the verdict, sheriff deputies took McLemore into custody. The former Trailblazer, who once wore number 23 on the court, now has a new number. Ben McLemore is inmate 273-47953 in the Clackamas County Jail.
Amazing. One amongst many of the greatest mistakes that this country has ever done. And I'm sure most people are already seeing this, is to believe the woman. I remember when they started pushing that idea, just believe the woman. Just because she said it, don't question her about it. They say to believe the woman. And men have been destroyed. I don't know anything about this case. I don't know about this situation, but men have been destroyed over the last 20 years, 30 years, as a result of believing the woman like I've never seen before. And again, I don't know about this situation, but 99% of the time, the woman is lying. But because you got to believe her, just because she said it, men are suffering. And so if this guy was drinking and this female was drinking, the female says she couldn't consent to it. How come the male couldn't consent to it? They both were drinking according to the story. But just because she said it, if this doesn't change, it's only going to get worse. And the reason for it is not just because of, just because she said it, believe her. I remember we reported on stories gone by where a lot of college guys were being accused by college girls and come to find out it was made up. Made up. But, and then you hear it a lot in the courts where these females taking the men's children. Taking the man's children away from him. Women, and not all, but most. I remember Rolling Stone had to retract its story about a rape on campus. This was back in 2024, according to Wikipedia. 2014. What?
2014.
I mean, 2014. 2014, according to Wikipedia. But what you don't know that, and I've said this before, the deeper thing that's happening behind just these women lying on these people, when she's crying, she's lying. But there is this order to life. And most people don't know that the God above is the man's God. And the God below is the woman's God. Until she, and if she should overcome by forgiving and returning to the Father above, right? That can happen, ladies. And the God below hate the God above. And as a result, he hates the sons of God. And men are sons of God. Most of them are just beta sons, but they're just a weak son of God. And women are daughters of God, of Satan. And whether they realize it or not, Satan is controlling them. And Satan hates the sons of God, the beta one and the so-called alpha ones. And they work through the female to destroy the sons of God. Started with the mother. The mother, evil is working through the mothers to destroy the sons, turning them away from their fathers, imposing their will on the sons, spoiling them, dominating them, being angry at them. But the women don't realize they're being used by evil to destroy anything that resembles God. Anything. And they are destroying men because of that. That is the primary reason. Now, if you are blind to that, you make up other reason. You make up it. Look how mothers lie on fathers to the children of the father, the men, the boys, and the girls, the sons and daughters of the father. This is a spiritual battle that's happening. And as long as they can do this to boys and men, it's going to only get worse. Look how weak. Look what they have done to the men and the boys. You can hardly find men working nowadays because they're giving the jobs to the women. Not that the women are earning the jobs, but because they pretend to be victims, they're just giving them the job. Reporters, newscasters, weather reporters, building, plumbing, all kinds of things that should go to men are going to females. And they are doing this without realizing that they're working on the side of evil to destroy men. It doesn't make logical sense that a woman can just say, well, I was at the same party, but I was intoxicated, and I couldn't make a decision, and so he raped me. What sense does that make? And again, I don't know about this story, but I've heard this over and over again. It doesn't make sense that a female, because she hates the father, she destroys the children. And work desperately to keep the children, boys and girls, from the fathers. And the courts support it. And the court know they're lying. And yet they go with the woman. Evil. It's not a joke, folks. And the world is falling apart as a result of men being destroyed. And the interesting thing about it is that men don't even fight back. Even in my fallen state, I still knew to fight a little bit, you know, to try to overcome emotions, because I knew emotions were bad. I didn't know how to overcome them at the time. I knew fear was bad. But at the time, I didn't know how to overcome, but I was looking for an answer. Men don't even fight back. And they think that, well, if the women let them be a man, then they can be one. Or if the court let you be a man, then you can be one. How sad is that, huh? The spiritual battle is against men because men are sons of God. Yes, they have been turned away from the fathers, God, by their mothers and grandmothers in some cases, but they're still sons. They just haven't found their way back home yet. But they're still sons. This is not a joke that this is happening to men. I want you to, if you haven't paid attention, men and women, pay attention. When the last time you seen a bunch of men at work? Just a bunch of men everywhere at work. When the last time you seen the so-called experts on TV? Most of them are men. Even when they need doctors, it's always female doctors. Once in a while, you may see a male doctor, but female doctors. Female expert. And this happening on conservative networks, so-called Christian networks, and everywhere. The Christian women, so-called godly women, Bible-teaching women, and all that kind of stuff, they hate men as much as secular women hate men, maybe even more so. Be not deceived. Christian women hate men. They are quietly in support with secular women when it comes to the man. And men, at some point, you got to say, you know what? I got to stand up for myself. What do I have to lose? I've lost everything. I lost my courage. Once you lose courage, you have nothing else to lose. You're not worth a dime. And this is awful that, yeah, I believe women. In the good old days, when boys were boys and men were men, women would tell you not to believe women because they knew the women were lying. But those women of days gone by were honest women as much as possible. And they would say, oh, no, that gal liar. Don't believe that gal. That gal. And why was she with that man and she didn't want to sleep with him? They knew that responsibility belongs to the individual. And you couldn't blame somebody. Why were you at the party then? Why are you dressed like that if you didn't want to be having sex with the man? If you didn't want the man to see you? You notice how, and I asked this with one of the guests yesterday on the Fallen State. I ask, why do women show so much skin now? Everywhere they go, they're nearly naked. They show, why are they so insecure that they have to always show skin, tight little skin pants and short dresses and shirts and breasts showing nearly. Why are you so insecure, ladies, that you're always naked? You don't see men be like that. When will you be a lady? You can't do what the men do, lady. You can't do what the men do and still be a lady. Why are women so always, and they're everywhere, the older one, the younger one, the Z ones, the millennial ones, the older one, everybody naked. It's not unusual now to see a female walking around with skin showing everywhere. It doesn't matter if they're fat or skinny or tall or short, or black or white or whatever, they all naked. Everywhere they go. It's not just going to the beach. Oh, Lord, and going to the beach, they're showing everything. Everything. They have on just enough little piece of thread between their legs to hide the VJ a little bit. And they hide the VJ a little bit. Just enough little piece of string right there. Like this is a VJ. And they have a little piece of string going right down there. What a sign of insecurity. And yet they say they are not. Why would you dress like that if you're secure? Everywhere. It doesn't matter if kids are around or anything. They have to naked. Mothers be walking their kids down the road half naked. Women, I want to know why are you so insecure that you're always half naked, no matter where you go? You're showing skin, you know. Remember when the decent women used to dress up? They would not just show skin. You would have to get to know them and not be all being just about the body. Those days are gone. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment.
That I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a, a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. The last time you seen a woman fully dressed and you thought, wow, that's such a nice lady, decent woman. And ladies, when guys see you that way, they only think of slut. They're not thinking wife material. They're not thinking respect. They're only thinking slut. I see women walking dogs up and down the road, half naked. And some of them are married. The husband at work. And they're walking around half naked. Anyway, announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then today at 2 p.m., it's Monday. No, it's not. It's Wednesday. My bad. Brand new episode, a live episode of Punchy.TV. Apache TV. PUNCHIE.TV. A live, you don't want to miss it. A live episode. And if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise, brand new episode of the Fallen State.TV. Interesting discussion with Mike O'Hearn. He is a bodybuilder, actor, and fitness expert. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The one, the only, Mike O'Hearn.
Mom and Dad's jeans.
Could you overcome anger if you wanted to?
I'm talking intensity. Controlled rage.
Were you a slut maker?
What?
I can take you down.
I know you can.
No.
Come on.
I'm on you. Man, that's amazing.
We're going to get you in shape this year. Wait till you see next year's Jesse.
Right
coming out topless, popping the top.
A fun conversation, but still interesting. You don't want to miss it. The anchor baby trying to puff up right now. What the? you can become a member of the Fallen State right there, too, on the YouTube channel and locals.com. You can support us that way by becoming a member or donating to the channel and check out all the merch. This Friday at 11 a.m., TheFallenState.TV. What a mess. Believe the woman. Sandra is out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Sandra, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how are you?
All is well. How are you?
Amazing. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Right on.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
How do I handle the fact that my stepdaughter and her husband are openly swingers, and all she wants to talk about is her boyfriend? And I really don't want to hear about it, and my husband don't want to hear about it. And they just act like it's a big old celebration.
How old is she, like an adult?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Is she an adult? Is she grown?
She's 40.
She's 40?
Yes.
But she's no longer your stepdaughter.
Okay.
Why are you even concerned about a 40-year-old woman, period?
Yeah.
That was a question.
I don't know. It's just disturbing to me.
Why would a 40-year-old person's life be disturbing to you?
Well, I just don't think it's appropriate for her to bring it around us and think that it's okay.
But why don't you and her father tell her, don't bring it, you do what you want, but don't bring it around us. Why don't you just say it and stop her from coming?
Yeah, that's what my husband says. He said, "Look, you know, we really don't care to hear about this."
But why don't y'all tell them that?
He does. He does tell her that.
And do you tell them that too?
No, I just try not to talk to them.
But why don't you stop them from coming to your place?
Well, they don't come over.
Well, then how do you hear about it then?
Oh, because they celebrate it. They think it's great. You know, she wants to talk about her boyfriend all the time.
But how do you hear about it? If she's not coming over, how are you able to talk to her?
Oh, by way of phone.
So does she make you talk on the phone?
Oh, not me. No, I can hear the conversation with my husband.
He has it on a speakerphone?
Say it again?
Does he have the conversation on a speakerphone? How are you able to hear it?
Yes, he has it on speakerphone.
So you and your husband want to hear it then? Why pretending that you don't want to hear it?
I know. I got real good about walking away whenever she called, just getting away from it.
And so you guys want to hear it, because if you didn't want to hear it, you don't have to hear it. Especially if it's by telephone, your husband want to hear, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. He tells me he doesn't.
But if he didn't want to hear it, why would he sit on a telephone and hear it?
I don't know that answer.
But why not? Why don't you know that answer? You guys are adults. This you don't like the way the woman is living. She's a 40-year-old female, and you don't like her, but yet she can call you up and have a conversation about it.
Yeah, that's gross.
No, what's wrong with you guys that she can call you up on the phone and have a conversation about it? What's wrong with you guys?
Well, I asked my husband that. I said, you know, why don't you tell her? He said, I have told her repeatedly, I don't want to hear it. And she just keeps talking about it like there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't blame her, because that's what she wants to do. But apparently that's what your husband wants to hear. And he's just lying when he says he doesn't want to hear it, because on the phone, you don't have to answer the phone. You don't have to talk on the phone. So somebody lying somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they're so weird to me. They're of the Mormon faith, and her husband wears hot pink toenail polish. He paints his toenails.
Which is weirder? They're doing what they want to do in life, or you guys are all involved in it?
Good question. Yeah, good question. Oh, well. I mean, I just think of it
as... What's the answer to that?
I don't know what's weirder. I think that it's all weird.
And so it's weird that you and your husband listen to that and you guys sit back and judge them and feel good and feel better by judging them. That's why you listen to it, because you love judging.
That makes sense. Yeah. I want something to bitch about or complain about.
Yeah.
Tell her how, you know, or tell my husband how she's not living her life right.
Right. And you and your husband love judging. That's why you all into their business. If she didn't call up and tell you guys about it, you would be unhappy. Because all you do, you're getting the thrill from judging it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yep. Reality check. Yeah. Yeah. And
I don't like her husband. He wear pink panties and nail polish.
Gross.
All you're just judging him. And you got the thrill. So the judgee is worse than the judge. I mean, the judger is worse than the judgee. You and your husband are evil.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. And I was going to tell you, I've been working on myself. I've been doing the silent prayer, but guess what?
What?
These thoughts, like thoughts I haven't thought of in years that I thought had just gone away, they pop up and I'm just like, what the hell? Why is this coming back?
It never left. It's just you try to ignore them and pretend they were not there, but they're still there. And now they're popping up because you're in the light a little bit. You let them pop up, see them, or do nothing about them so that the light, the truth, can take them away from you.
Yeah.
Be glad to see them popping up so you can overcome them. That's not a bad thing at all.
Well, I just think it's just wicked because I'm thinking, where all these regrets that I have, all these bad choices I made in life and it's just coming right back at me. And I'm thinking, why? I'm doing my best to get rid of that.
Right.
I don't know.
But now by seeing that and surrendering to it, and don't call it you, but surrender, the Father would take them away from you. Because it doesn't matter how long ago you did bad things, if it was like 100 years ago or recently. The Father is not judging you at all, so don't you judge yourself. Don't have an opinion about it. Just see it, and don't judge it. Don't identify with him. And I promise you, Sandra, they will all be taken away from you, and you'll be free, because the Father know that it's not you. It was never you making those decisions, nor carrying out the act. Whatever it was never you.
Okay. Yeah, because I am super judgy.
Yeah. And that's why you love judging your daughter-in-law or stepdaughter-in-law, whatever she is, because you're super judgy. And now that you see that, don't hate it. Be happy to see it. You're admitting it. Be happy to see it, and it will be taken away from you. Because it's not you. It's a spirit that made a home in you, and you've been believing all of your life that it was you.
Yeah.
And stay with the silent prayer and stop judging yourself and others. Don't judge with thoughts, eyes, words, or gestures. Stop judging so you can be free.
Okay.
Because when you judge others, you're really judging yourself. All people who judge others are miserable on the inside, because what they're doing to others, they're really doing it to themselves. There's not
correct
one person that judges and have perfect peace.
Yeah, I don't see how. I don't see how you could have perfect peace when you're just, everything.
That's right.
You know, look at that. Oh, you know.
Yeah. So when you catch yourself doing it, just stop right in the middle of it and shock the ego. Stop. And then just live your life, paying attention to you, forget about others, and just live your life so you could be free.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
All right. That all makes sense. But, yeah, I was wanting to call you, but I didn't want to call when my husband was around because I don't want him to feel bad, and I don't, you know, me telling all of our business and all that.
Funny. Yeah. But you work on you. You quietly work on you. And if your husband is not ready to work on himself, you can't do anything about it. Let him suffer in his own misery.
Yeah.
You work on you. You have to be willing to take this journey back to the Father. You're on your way back home from the wilderness to back home. And you got to travel this by yourself. You can't take your husband with you.
Wow. Yeah. This is difficult. Difficult. Because I catch myself all the time. And I'll be wanting to say something, and I won't. I'll just... I'll be eating my words like, no. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, leave him in his misery, and you work on you.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, we'll look at each other, and then we'll be leaving somewhere, and I'll say, don't say a word.
Nice.
Don't, because we see the same thing.
Right.
I know what he's going to say.
Both of you are judging everybody but yourself.
Oh, I know.
You got two devils together married.
Mm-hmm.
And the two devils love the same thrills.
Oh, yeah. We just, and then, you know, it's like when it happens, it's entertainment to us because we look at each other and we know we've seen this, we saw the same thing. And I knew he was going to say exactly what I saw. And, you know, and then I'm just, now lately I've just been saying, just don't say it.
And the reason you know that because you are serving the same devil that he's serving.
Mm-hmm.
You're still agreeing with the darkness and not with the light. Because if you were of the light and you saw this man in pink panties, you wouldn't have anything to say about it.
Pink panties.
Didn't you say the man wear pink panties or pink something?
Oh, pink toenail polish. Hot pink toenail polish. Oh.
And you would look
pink
at that.
Pink panties. Oh, God, I can't unsee that, Jesse. Thanks.
And you would see it and have no opinion about it when you stop judging. Because you will have understanding and you would know why this man is doing this, that it's not him, that something else is driving him. Because you will understand you.
Oh, God. You have me cracking up on that one. I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I can't unsee that.
What a mess.
I know. What a mess. And I do walk around saying that a lot. What a mess.
Oh, God. Well, Sandra, you stay with it. Stop judging and live your life and let everybody live exactly in their own hell. And they have a right to be there, and you don't have a right to judge them unless you want to stay in your hell.
Okay.
All right?
Dang it. Yes. All right. But, oh, man, is it difficult.
It's only difficult because you're playing God. You're judging.
Okay.
Stop judging.
Make me unsee it.
All right, I got to run because of time. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. Super chat. Super, super.
Nice.
I love your t-shirt. I mean, your shirt.
Thank you.
The Great White Hope.
This is an old design, but it's the Great White Hope with the classic, the original Trump X Twitter. Well, this is Twitter. Profile picture.
I remember we used to sell that. We still sell that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's an updated version, I think, that we're selling now.
On Punchy. I mean, Jesse Lee Peterson. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Super chat.
Maria says a well-known pet guy said that back in the day before, most veterinarians, you know, you take your pet to the vet, were men. Now the majority are women.
They're giving everything over to the woman.
Yeah.
May God have mercy on the earth. Amazing. Thank you.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Also, over on YouTube yesterday, Julie says, Bond is the best life-changing celebration hands.
Right on. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Amazing. Eric, five coffees. Women give sex to men and say he's not a good husband. Oh, no. I already read that
one. Yeah, you read that one.
Nice. Thank you, Julie. Amp Hands gifted a subscription to Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
Thank you.
Curly,
amazing.
Curly supported the fundraiser over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
We have a fundraiser drive going there. As a matter of fact, I think we may have a Chalice grant coming up, too. I'll know today and let you know tomorrow. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. We're trying to raise at least $50,000 more, but definitely $50,000. So go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND and make a donation. Thank you.
Over on BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk, Lori, biblical question answer.
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to people or to a person?
It's easy to say goodbye in a moment, but hard afterwards, later, when it comes back to you.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah.
I think I read that one yesterday. Eric, five coffees. This one is new for sure. All the money in the world can't make you a strong man. Jeff Bezos is possessed by the mama spirit, controlled by an evil woman, and frolics in the company of the Kardashians. Demons. Bezos is beta.
Who is Bezos?
He is the Amazon owner, and he bought the Washington Post, and
sent
the women up into space in the Blue Origin.
Oh, okay. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you,
sir.
Shout out to the contributors on the DE Live crew. Ron K. bought a coffee. You are great, he says.
And thank you for your support, Ron. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App. When will we put mental patients back in hospitals?
If they put mental patients back in the hospital, everybody will be in the hospital, because anyone that has anger is evil and mentally ill. Every angry person is mentally ill. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. I got to take a break. When I come back, 2 more hours to go to hate news right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Happy White History Month. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
It's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. The people trying to get assassinated or people trying to assassinate people. Most people don't try to get assassinated. The Texas floods, 111 plus killed. Still a bunch are missing. It's crazy. Pete Hegseth wanted to pull funding, Ukraine funding, without Trump's approval or something like that, which is, what's wrong with that? I don't know. We'll see. And Gaza, ongoing kidnapping and, well, ongoing mess, anyway. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Wednesday, July 9th, 2025 AD. The lines are full. You can call in every so often, though, just in case a line opens up. Okay? It is hate news, not fake news. JLP will be right back for hour two to more of your super chats, great stories, and your calls. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman, who was shot in a politically motivated attack last month, released from a hospital ICU this week. So it was a major critical injury would-be assassin, or actual assassin, allegedly, did on him. He was moved to a rehabilitation facility. Wow. Democrat lawmaker's wife, Yvette, also was shot. She left the hospital back on June 19th. So her injuries were less brutal. The suspected gun male, I call them gun male, as opposed to gun man, because it doesn't sound very manly what he did, allegedly, also fatally shot, killed Representative Melissa Hortman, state representative, and her husband Mark in the June 14th shooting spree. Authorities later arrested Vance Boelter, Boelter, for those attacks. And don't really know the motive. I don't, anyway. Texas floods. The number of people reported missing in Kerr County, Texas, K-E-R-R. Pardon me if I'm mispronouncing. As a result of the last week's flash floods, you know, 4th of July into the weekend. On Tuesday, it soared yesterday, Tuesday, the number of people reported missing. Wow. Authorities say search teams combing through the debris and destruction there are looking for more than 160 people who were disappeared. Before it was just like we thought that there was just dozens, but it's 160 missing, they are saying. We're going to continue to search and look to try to reunite families because that's where our focus is, on reuniting families with their missing loved ones and bringing them closure. That word again. Sergeant John Lamb of the Kerrville Police Department said. An additional dozen people been reported missing in other central Texas counties as well. The death toll from the floods climbed to at least 110 people. I heard it was 111 on the radio show, on a radio earlier. Anyway, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth did not inform the White House, the white on the inside White House, before he authorized a pause in weapons shipments to the Ukraine last week, according to five sources familiar with the matter, all trying to drum up some drama, huh? This was a second time this year that Hegseth decided to halt flow of U.S. weapons to the Ukraine, catching senior security officials supposedly off guard, commie nonsense claims. Shortly after learning about the pause, Trump told Hegseth to restart the shipments and specifically send them more defensive weapons. Okay? So in recent weeks, Russia's intensified their near-nightly air attacks on the Ukraine, often using hundreds of drones and missiles. Overnight, Russia launched a massive aerial assault involving 728 drones and 13 missiles, eclipsing the previous record number of 539 that was set on the 4th of July, Ukraine's Air Force said. Wow, crazy. Almost like Russia was celebrating the 4th of July, but with deadly stuff. That's not right. Doesn't seem like, I don't know. And Gaza, 13 women and two men kidnapped by Hamas during the October 7th, 2023 terror attacks in Israel, said they experienced witnessed so-called sexual violence while in captivity. The allegations included in a new report from the Dyna Project, firsthand testimonies from 15 returned hostages, and other mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today, and happy White History Month. July just feels white, and we're celebrating our 8th year of White History Month.
White history.
We don't want to forget white history. If it wasn't for white people, white men founding, creating the greatest country on this side of heaven, with the help of God, there would be no America. There would be nothing there here for the people of color to destroy. Think about that. So we got to remember. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. If you're not able to just sit because you got to run around or take your kids to the public school because you don't love them and you'd rather be at the school, you'd rather be out working, ladies, so that you can get your thrills from the people at work. Because the kids don't appreciate you and you want to be appreciated, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And my biblical question for this week, for those men and women who want to overcome their hell. Because anger is pure hell. It's hell. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to a people, or to a person? Know thyself. Amazing, huh? I want to show you one quick. This is hell on earth, and it's working through all human beings. The beauty about it, men and women, male and females, when you can admit to yourself, confess that sin, and the sin is of the heart, and not of the vices, it's of the heart. The heart is wicked. And when you can admit that you're evil, anyone that has anger is evil and cannot be trusted, right? They destroy themselves, they murder themselves inwardly and murder other people. And so hell is right here on earth. Look around. Do you see heaven on earth or do you see hell? And it doesn't matter your profession. It doesn't matter your color, male or female. It's a mess. It's a real mess. But you can have, fret not, you can have paradise right here on earth. You literally can have perfect peace. Christ said, and I repeat and agree, you don't have to be you any longer. You, that's so powerful, I don't know what to do with it, folks. You don't have to be you any longer. Men, males, and females, you don't have to be you any longer. You should smoke on that one. You don't have to be you any longer. Even if you have to remind yourself, I don't have to be me any longer. Even if you don't know what it means. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Even if you don't know what it means, you can say, I don't have to be me. Quietly, don't say it out loud because people know you're crazy. Well, that's not crazy, but you hear you talking to yourself. You, I don't have to be me any longer. It is done. I want to show you an example of hell on earth working through human beings. You're not on your own. Something else in control of you. I ask people all the time, why did you do that? I don't know. But why did you, what happened? I don't know. Because they don't see that something else has made a home in them. They are possessed and being controlled. According to WBRZ, St. Gabriel police officer found dead at his home had been in a relationship with his accused killer and had supplied him with marijuana and methamphetamines to sell to the community. Watch this from WBRZ.
On Sunday, news of 34-year-old police captain Devin Boutte's potential murder rocked the small community of St. Gabriel. Boutte's chief, Kevin Ambo, was the first person to find his body.
Hopefully I'll never have to witness something like that again.
He tells us it was Boutte's boyfriend, Warren Mitchell III, who alerted him. Mitchell confessed over the phone. The sheriff's office says Boutte was ambushed here in his home while he was sleeping. Mitchell allegedly stabbed him twice, once in the front and in the back. Investigators recovered that kitchen knife still inside Boutte when they arrived. What they also recovered inside the home that the police captain and Mitchell had been sharing? Drugs. According to the sheriff's office, Boutte had been providing Mitchell with weed and meth to sell and use.
Seems to be that Boutte lost his direction through the relationship with this man. It clouded his judgment.
Sheriff Brett Stassi says he had gotten a tip about this weeks ago.
And it would be our jurisdiction.
And actually asked the attorney general's office to investigate Boutte just 10 days before he was killed.
Amazing. Hell or heaven? Good or evil? What would you say? The suspect has a long record and was free on bond when the stabbing happened. Watch this.
The suspect, 25-year-old Warren Mitchell III, has a lengthy criminal past.
Drugs, robbery, even some when he was a juvenile.
And was even a suspect in a murder in Texas in 2021. In fact, he was out on bond for a robbery he allegedly committed last month when the stabbing happened.
We've talked to the people in the community.
Stassi says that robbery was a key point in the pair's increasingly toxic relationship.
He thought he was trapped in this relationship and this was the only way out. He had attempted a couple times prior to get out of this relationship and he couldn't seem to get away.
Meaning what exactly?
A few weeks ago he did a robbery at a store, knowing that he would be arrested and brought to jail. That in fact happened. He posted a $27,000 bond. Captain Boutte went to the store and tried to repay the money and asked that they would come forward to drop charges.
Mason, heaven or hell, are they possessed or not?
The suspect, 25-year-old Warren.
The same spirit that drives them is driving you. Be warned. The same spirit, that spirit is anger. And it has made a home in you. Paul, in the Word, in the beginning there was the Word was God, God was the Word, and the Word was God, tried to warn you. Hey, it's not you. It's something made a home in you. Paul said, hey, this something else is driving me. I don't want to think this way. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to act this way, Paul said. But something else is driving me. When will you realize that you are not in control of your own life? That you don't make decisions? You have never made a decision in your entire life. Every human being is capable of that. As a matter of fact, every angry human being is a murderer. You're murdering yourself from within. Your misery is your murder. Murdering. And you murder others. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Eli out of Canada. Eli, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Eli.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you. You helped me a lot with everything. I started listening to you since 2023, before I left my parents. You helped me move out and stuff. I really like your message and stuff.
Thank you.
You helped me a lot.
You stay and, with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, by the way, you remember, never ask a black man if he remembers, but there's a girl from Montreal, Stephanie, who had you on FaceTime. I don't know if you remember after Sunday, one of your Sunday your services, she called you on FaceTime with a guy that really loved your work. That was me. I was I don't know if you remember Stephanie from Montreal. I don't know.
Right now I don't, but never ask a black man if he remembers.
Okay.
A black person if he remembers.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, it's just to that's a quick question. I want to know, like, because I have a girl right now, a girlfriend, and I just want to know, like, if, let's say, because right now she goes to another church and stuff. I don't really mind, you know, but in your like opinion, do you think, like, in general, let's say I'm marrying her and stuff. Because I like your fellowship, you know, but do you think like she should? Well, I think she should, but how would she like? Would she go with me to your church? Would she leave her church here and go with me to see your fellowship? Like how? Like what do you think about it? Like in general, I feel like in general when you met the man is in another church, the wife should follow, but me, I'm like in Canada, I'm like far away. I don't know how to cope that situation, you know.
And so your question is what?
Is it okay for well not okay, but should my girl leave her church and come with me?
Why would you want a woman that will not follow you? Would you follow her?
No.
Why would you want a woman that would not follow you? Why would you be with a woman like that?
Well, I'm not saying. I'm not saying she's not following me. It's like a general question. I had this question in my head. You know?
Oh, okay. Your question is what now?
Should she follow me to another church? Like, should she leave her church? Go with
if it's just your girlfriend. She can do what she want because you're just mm-hmm. dating. Mm-hmm. But if you were married, she would naturally follow you to whatever church you go to.
Okay. Even though I only listen to your church on YouTube, like
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you thinking about marrying her?
Yeah.
You are? How long have you been dating her?
Well, 3 years, but I've been more, because let's say I've been more serious this year.
And what is causing you to think about marrying her now? 3 years later, what is causing you to think about marriage?
Because maybe it's wrong for me to think that way, but I'm not. The way I see it, I don't even think about girl like that. She just happened to be like in my life, and you know, we date. I don't want to complicate everything. I'm like, let's just. I just want to get married. Well, I don't want to get married, but I feel like it just happened that it was her, that stage of my life. And
that's what?
Like, in that stage of my life.
Are you thinking about marrying her now?
Because I want to have children with her.
And why?
I want to... Because she works... Even before, like, listening, she doesn't even listen to you, but she works on herself, you know? Like, the thing I talked to her about, like, let's say if we have family and stuff, like, she just understands, like, where I come from, about, like, how I want to raise the children and stuff. So I feel like when I see everything, when I see this, I'm like, why not, you know? I'm not thinking about it too much. It's just... I'm just like, okay, let's do it. And also,
because of time, why are you thinking about marriage and children now?
Well, I'm not thinking about it, but I'm with that girl. I don't know. Like she's just here. I'm like, oh, if I. Because I'm with her. I'm not with her just to date. Oh, I date her, but I want to marry to have children and a family. Like,
and why?
Why?
Yes.
Why? Well, because she's here. I don't know. Like, she just happened to be here, and
we all live together?
No. I live by myself.
Okay. But why are you thinking about marriage and children now?
I don't know.
You don't know? So you're thinking about marriage and children, and you don't know why?
Well, because I'm with her, you know? Like, we just happen to date and stuff, and I'm like, yo, if we have kids and stuff, like, because we talk about it sometimes, you know? It's just... Like today, I was thinking about let me ask this question, if I would love to ask Jesse, like, what's going on, if I want to marry her and stuff. But
when you ask her about going to your church with you, what did she say?
Oh, she don't mind. She don't mind.
So why is she not already doing that then?
Doing what?
Going to your church rather than going to another church?
I don't know. Because maybe, like, the dilemma with her is, like, it's like the fact that she has her community there and stuff, you know, it's, I feel like I'm not get too deep into it to tell her to just come to my church, you know. She listens
to
me.
So then what made you think that's going to change if you married her and she's not willing to do it now?
To go to my church?
Yes. Why do you think that would change if you got married, if you were married, and she's not willing to do that now?
I don't know.
So why do you think that would change then? Why do you think all of a sudden she would want to go to your church if she don't want to do it now?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Because I'm not, and that's true what you're saying about, like, she'll naturally just follow me going to your church, but I didn't think about this aspect of it. You know, she knows, like, she listens to you sometimes and stuff, but she has a church, so I don't know. I didn't put too much emphasis on if she'll come to my church, but I know she'll supposed to do it like naturally and stuff, you know.
But if she's not doing it now, what makes you think she's gonna naturally do it? If she's gonna naturally do it, she'd be naturally doing it now.
Okay. Well, that's a good, that's a nice way of seeing things. I didn't see it that way.
Cause, and why not?
Because she listens to you sometimes, you know. She just because you know I introduce her to you, and like she's he's special, interesting. And stuff. She likes to listen, but she has her church. Maybe she didn't think about it that much, because Yashari has a church. But it's true what you're saying in a way. It should be like natural and stuff.
It was a question. What made you think? Because of time. What made you think if she's not naturally going to your church now? Why you think that if you marry her, she's naturally gonna go to your church? Why are you thinking that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, so you don't have an answer for that. The other question is, why are you thinking about marriage and children now?
Because I have a girl. Because I have a girlfriend.
So you think about marriage and children now because you have a girlfriend?
I'm not gonna be with her just to be with her, you know. I like the. Of course, when I'm with her, I don't. I'm not the kind of guy that give her promises. You know, I will gonna get married and stuff. But in the back of my head, sometimes I'm like, of course, these kind of thoughts comes to mind. You know, if I
and
marry
all those
her and
thoughts
stuff.
Your own.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
And
no.
So why would you believe those thoughts then?
No, but it's not that I believe them. It's just that, you know, I see them and it's like questions. It's just, I don't know. It's like questions.
But why would you even have a question conversation with thoughts when you know that thoughts are not your own?
That's a good question. I don't know.
You're not paying attention to yourself, man.
Yeah.
You still believe thoughts are yours, and most all human beings do, and they end up in the ditch.
Yeah.
All thoughts are all lies all the time, and you should never believe a thought.
Yeah.
You should never conversate with thoughts. You should never call them you. Otherwise, you would never overcome them.
Okay.
But how what?
But how, like, let's say you have a girl, like how sometimes you have the conversation with her just, you know, you'll have that kind of conversation with her, you know?
But why?
Because you want to, well, at the end of the day, you don't want to, well, it's not that you want to have do your life alone, because I really don't mind about it. But if I have a girl, like, these kind of conversations just come up sometimes. You know, it's not that I'm not forcing anything. Like, it just comes, and it just happens that we talk about it, you know?
But so, her actions saying, based on what you've said, I'm not there, I don't know.
Yeah.
Her actions saying that she's just saying one thing but doing another one.
Okay. Well, it makes sense. And also, I feel like, you know, it's true in a way. Well, it's not in a way. It's true. But I feel like I still have a lot, well, a work to do. Because I feel like even though you helped me a lot with staying present and stuff, I feel like I still have a little beta, you know?
Yeah, you do. You got a lot more. Going through hell, you haven't gone through yet. You still got to go through hell if you want to find heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't gone through hell yet.
What? I haven't gone to what?
You have not gone through hell so you can enter into heaven yet.
Okay. Well, it makes sense. Because I see I still have, even though I listen to you, I still have these vices sometimes.
You still believe your thoughts.
Yeah.
Are you black?
He black? Yeah, I'm black. Well, my first language is not English, so it's kind of I'm black.
You black, and your first language is what?
French.
Oh.
Yeah, my parents are from Haiti, and I came to Canada and stuff. So.
Oh, okay. And your girlfriend is from Haiti? I mean, it's from Canada or Haiti?
Canada. Well, she black too.
Oh, okay, amazing. Yeah. I recommend do what you want, though, that you continue to work on you and don't go with any of those ideas that are popping up in your head. They're setting you up, and you should do what you want. Only think about truth. Seek first the truth, and all things will be added unto you. If you don't seek first the truth, you're going to fall in a ditch. You will make the wrong decision.
But when you say seek the truth, it's more like just being present. I don't know how to seek the truth, honestly. I just know like what the thing you helped me a lot is with really staying present. That's how I saw your channel and stuff. But seeking the truth, I don't.
You seek the truth. You seek the truth by overcoming the lie. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You are not in control of anything. And the truth will find you and make you free.
Okay. But what do you think about, I'm not a Bible thumper, but I used to read the Bible. But what do you think about Paul when he says, like, if you're going to, like, to fall in your flesh thing, just get married and stuff, you know, just to don't get burned in this you know what I mean? He said that in one of his lectures.
Yeah, if you're going to put sex before what's right, it's best to be married, I guess. But I wouldn't recommend that. I would recommend you overcome.
Okay. Because I feel like that's what happened to me.
But it's only happening because you still believe in thought. You can't feel that way unless you believe it first. The actions is in the thoughts, not in the physical action. The problem is in the thought, not the physical action, because if you overcome the thoughts, then the physical action will follow.
Okay. Because it hurts. It hurts a lot when it hurts. Like, not me, but it hurts. Like, when, let's say I believe in the thought about, like, a vice I have and stuff.
Right.
I don't have it, but it hurts. Like, it hurts.
What?
It hurts. I don't know. It just hurts. You know,
what
when
hurts?
Just the fact that you're not supposed to do, like, to do a vice, like, anything.
Don't be thinking about that. Don't be thinking about you're supposed to or you're not. All you need to focus on is being aware, being present, and the present, which is the light of God, would take care of all that. Don't think about it that way. That's why it hurt, because if you think about it, you're going to try to resolve the issue yourself, and all you would do is get deeper into it.
Yeah.
Don't think about it either way, and don't call it you.
Yeah.
You relax and let life happen.
Yeah, that's true. Because even though sometimes I see people around me, like they have girls and stuff, and when I see them, when I tell them I have a girl, it's like, congrats! Like it's a big thing. But if it was me before meeting you, I would have an ego, you know. Oh, I have a girl.
Well, they only congratulating you because they're lost and they'll put having a girl before seeking the truth, and they will suffer for it.
True.
I got to take a break, man. Just stay working on yourself, and you will see what it will happen for you, all right?
Okay, great Sunday service, by the way. It was a great Sunday service this Sunday.
It was amazing.
Kanye was there. Oh, wow. You're big. You're really big. All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family. Jamming on a Wednesday morning. Welcome back. 888-7753. 888-77-Jesse. What a mess! You can be free. You don't have to be you any longer. Don't forget to get your shout-outs and personal shout-outs. I will do them for you. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations. White History Month, Happy White History Month, shout-outs, whatever the occasion is, encouragement, go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Today at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, a live Punchin' TV episode. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be alive. Are people going to be able to super chat it on? I mean, not super chat, but chat with y'all too? Whatever you call that. Call in or whatever.
Yeah, they can call in and okay. Super chat and all that.
Amazing. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget, go to jessaleepeterson.shop and get your merch. White History Mugs. White History T-shirts, Punchy's Coffee, books. My books are amazing. You're going to love the book. T-shirts, all kind of amazing things there, right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores or jessaleepeterson.shop. 888-7753-773. Brett is from Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Brett, you're on the air.
So much for having me, Jesse.
And yes,
thank
sir.
You for getting rid of this anger that's been festering in us men for so long. And you've definitely helped many people. And I'm here to tell you, here in Atlanta, Georgia, we do celebrate White History Month.
Right
on. And I'm
on.
Here to tell you.
July, and I'm just here to tell you white. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And I'm here to tell you how I did it. I actually brought a recorder to my pool on the 4th of July because the firemen come out still with their trucks and we decorate bikes and all the people at my pool do it. It doesn't matter where they're from. They're all Americans. And they get on their bikes and their go-karts and their Jeeps and they follow these men in this fire truck. And Station 19 in DeKalb County handles hazardous materials. They have a huge, huge area they cover. These are men among men, Jesse, and
right
I got
on.
Them on the record. I got them on the record, and I recorded it, and I told them, this is just for us. I'm not going to post it on socials. I'm not some kind of a weirdo, but I'm here to tell you, people don't understand how hard the firemen work, what it takes physically to
yeah.
move these hoses. They don't understand municipal water men who give us water to drink, in which we would be dead within 3 days from sanitation and drinking the water of life, Jesse, right? They don't understand what these men do. So I held out my microphone and I said, today, I'm asking everyone, what does independence mean to you?
Amazing.
Amazing. thank you, Jesse, for freeing me and letting me see the beauty that we have around us in all people that and are good people. And there are good people, Jesse, just like you.
And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, Brett. And you haven't seen anything yet, man. It gets better.
I can't imagine. It's only been 2 months. I can't imagine what it'll be.
Oh, yeah. It's stay with it.
Do you
man.
Want to hear what the fireman said Independence meant to him?
What did he say?
He said it meant freedom, and they were glad to come down to the pool. And I asked him, Brett Broussard, man on the street, listen, right now, what do you firemen need to tell civilians about how to stay, you know, how to engage and how to thank you? He goes, first of all, everybody needs to stay safe. He said, second of all, everybody respects the firemen. I'm here to ask you to respect the policemen. And this man, when you saw him, you can already imagine what he looked like.
Amazing.
His message was to support all the frontline people, ambulances, the police that are trying to do a good job. If there's a rotten egg, let's smash it, Jesse. There are people out there that will solve these problems, but we have to get along with the good people first, right?
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you, Brett. Stay
amazing,
with
Jesse.
It. I appreciate
you.
It, man. And happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
Good.
Bye now. Amazing. William out of Norway, heard around the world by everybody in there. Mama, William, you're on the air, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. I'm black, but I can see the celebration.
You can what now?
I can see you celebrate the White History Month, even if I'm black.
Absolutely, especially if you're black.
Okay, I have a question about masculinity. You know, I watched your interview with one dating coach, and I've been really watching a lot of dating coaches, and like I don't know if you know the red pill movement and everything.
Right.
And I'm starting to realize that these men are not real men. They're just bringing. I don't know if you saw the shows where they bring a lot of women and ask them what they want in a man. And I'm the stupid one for listening to them and going out and working and breaking my back for this woman. Do you think my realization is have some truth in it that I'm just living for the woman?
Absolutely. If you can realize that, you will become free of that. You're absolutely right about that. You're not supposed to live for anything but the truth. Seek first the truth. Seek first God, and everything will be added unto you. But if you live for the woman, you made her your God, and she will destroy you.
Yeah, I can see that the woman is really like a God. Like, because now, right now, I'm trying to work on my lust and everything, but I still, even though I am not having sex, I'm still looking for the approval or attention from woman, you know?
Yeah. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have, but I wasn't ready to admit this, but because I heard you say that somebody have to somebody that they have to go back and forgive again. But now that I'm meditating and doing the silent prayer, I can see that I didn't forgive from understanding the struggle that like my mother or my father went through. I just forgave because I knew like you said it, you know.
Right. And now that you can see it clearly for yourself, why haven't you gone and forgiven them?
I still don't see didn't realize that the struggle they went through.
Oh, you don't. You don't realize what they have gone through.
No, I just see that my forgiveness wasn't sincere.
All right.
Wasn't from the heart.
Oh, okay, so you're not right now. You don't see that they've done the best that they can do, and that you are subject to the woman because you have not forgiven your mother. Do you? So you don't see they've done the best they could do. They had no love to give you.
No, I still have resentment towards my mother. I seen my father after 20 years, after hearing you. And I went back to Africa and saw him. I'm originally from Africa. Mm-hmm. I went to see him.
Right.
And, yeah, I still resent my mother. Not so much my father. I understand him, but my mother, like, there is still resentment.
So then, knowing that you can see for yourself that you resent your mother, why haven't you gone and faced her?
I did go and face her. That's what I'm saying. I did go.
Oh, but you only did it because I said it beforehand, right?
Yeah.
And when you went to her, what did she say then?
She said, I said, I forgive you for turning me from my father and my brothers and everything. And she just started blaming him. But I saw it in that moment. Like when you say I was present, like for a second or something. But at the end, I asked her, did you do anything wrong? I said, did you think you did anything wrong? And she said, no. And so, but I had heard you a lot, so I understood, like, she wasn't ready to admit it. But she called again when I went to see my father, and at that time, I was able to speak up to her and everything, but I saw that I wanted to, like, hurt her with the truth. Not really from understanding, but to hurt her with the truth.
Right. But are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I'm doing the silent prayer, but I find it difficult to stay present in the day. Like, I'm not, I can see that I'm a lot in my ambition and the future thinking and the past, resentment from other people.
Well, all you need to do is see that, and because you've been limiting your thoughts all your life in your imagination, when you realize you're in thoughts, just come back to being present. Be aware of your body or something that's in the present. And you may have to do it 1,000 times a day, but do it anyway, and you'll be free from it. It would change. You can't do it on your own.
Yeah, that's what I'm understanding now, that I can really can do much about it. Right.
You can't do anything about it, but be aware of it.
What do you think about, like, me being, like, ambitious, trying to buy a house and everything? Because my father is encouraging me to marry. Do you think I heard your last call about marriage. Should I just give it up and just leave for myself?
Right now, I recommend you just seek the kingdom of God and don't think about being married at all. Only think about truth. And the truth will guide you if you should get married or not. But if you think about anything else, except if you want to buy a house, buy yourself a house. But you should only think about the truth, and the truth will take care of you. But if you think about something else before that, you're going to make that your God.
But, you know, my father is like 70, and it's tradition in our country. Like, he want to see his son being married, you know. I haven't seen him in 20 years.
I'm hearing noise in the background. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
No, I hear you, but don't be making a noise.
Like, it's tradition in my country. Like, my father wants to see me marry and have a wedding and invite his friends. And I feel like, should I do it for him? Or because after he dies, I have to suffer the consequences, right?
Right. No, so, forget about tradition. You don't forget about tradition. Don't get married just because your father wants a thrill. That's just a thrill.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with the hell of that decision. So that's not a reason to get married.
Yeah, I know. It's just more about the feelings that got me, you know.
Yeah, it's just a thrill.
Yeah.
Tell your father if he wants a thrill, he can go get married.
Yeah, okay.
Forget about traditions. Traditions are misleading.
I heard somebody say yesterday, don't try to be a man, but try to be more righteous.
Don't try to be anything. You just seek the kingdom, seek the truth, be aware of the not you, and your life will happen on its own. Don't try to be a man or not be a man. Don't try to be weak and don't try to be strong. Don't try either way. You just be and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, one last question. I'm trying to work on my loss, right? And I heard you say that when you work on your loss, you change to food, like you eat a lot. Did that help you to overcome it? Or should I try the same or what?
You should, don't just go with it. Try not to do it. But let's say you find yourself, you're still making noise.
Oh, I'm sorry. No?
What are you?
I'm outside, you know.
Oh, you're outside?
Yeah, I can go inside.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, like, and if you, let's say that it gets so strong that you can't help yourself, just be aware of it. Don't go into unconscious state about it. And the awareness would take away the appetite. It'll take away from you.
It's not a sin like if the urges come and I go to do the silent prayer, right?
I'm sorry?
It's not like a sin like if I have like urges to go and do the prayer. It's not like a sin against God, right?
No, not at all. You just be aware of the urges, whatever they are. Don't call them you. And then the awareness is the prayer.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat. 888-77-JESSE.
Austin asks,
says,
Jesse, my first son died 21 years ago, and it's difficult sometimes around his birthday. It's not that I want to think about it, but it pops up. Sounds kind of like the biblical question, a little bit.
Oh, so is it
doesn't have a follow-up question, just shares that comment.
Oh, okay. If you're responding to the biblical question, thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. But if you have a question, make it clear by calling 888-77-JESSE or on the Super Chat, make it clear if it's something you want me to respond to. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Over on YouTube, Aries One, very generous, asks, why are they all naked? Attention-based economy. As long as the men, followers, subscribers are looking, they're getting paid.
But I see it everywhere that women go to church half naked. They walk the dog half naked. They just always showing skin for some reason.
For free.
Right. So it's an ego thrill, I know that for sure. But I'm asking the ladies, why are they so insecure that they got to always be showing skin? And why not overcome that? You know what I mean? It doesn't fit, so you need to acquit. But thank you.
Uncle Ruckus says, in honor of White History Month,
Happy White History Month.
The whites give back. So shout out to the young black man who is making gasoline out of plastic, Julian Brown.
Right on. White History Month. I never heard. You know about that?
No, this is my first time hearing about
it. Yeah, I never heard that before. But if it's true, amazing. Thank you. White History Month.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. If he's whining, he's a lion. Powers that bear, 2025.
I rest my case for sure. Thank you.
Dominic. Three coffees, no message. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you, Dominic. Dominic.
Eric.
Thank you, Dominic.
Five coffees. Women base their intelligence in deceit, not in practical or spiritual matters.
I rest my case. That is so true. Amazing.
Anthony on Cash App, NYC public pools, feces alert. One and two diarrhea, he says. I hadn't heard that story.
Me either. Ugh. Not at all.
Galahad, a
Thank
coffee.
God.
Terrible. God is with us. gospel is clear. Drop anger, forgive, don't judge or condemn, be still, love God above all things. He goes on and on and on about the kingdom of God. Open in your Bible, last page, it is done. No more curse, darkness. Don't need a candle nor light from the sun. The Lord God gives you light.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm telling you, folks, your life is never going to work until you put the order there. That order is God in Christ. I mean, the God first. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way. Because anything else you put first will become your God, and it will destroy you. Whether it's marriage, dating, material things, money, whatever it may be, color, it will destroy you if you put it first. It ain't going to work. You can bank on that. That's why marriages don't work, because they are put the woman first or the woman put the man first, and they always end up in hell. Always. Marriage don't work because it's not from God. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nikki, 5 coffees, biblical question and answer.
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person?
Letting go was hard when I didn't understand what I was holding on to. Over time, I came to see love is my true nature. It doesn't cling. It's selfish, selfless, unbound, and free. In that freedom, I found peace. Nothing real is ever lost, she says.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
10 coffees from Eric. It's not just your issues, problems, setbacks, conflicts, trials, tribulations that are the illusion. You are an illusion. The only thing that hurts is thinking you know who you are, he says.
I rest my case. Thank you. Amazing.
Sion, I love you, Jesse.
Hey, Sion.
Hug emoji. I wanted to talk to you. I have to have surgery, and I was just scared.
I was just so scared. Sion called yesterday, but I didn't get to her call.
That's right.
I wish you well with that weirdness to surgery. And don't worry, don't be afraid. Fear is not of God. So let that pass. I wish you well. Really. Thank you.
KOC on Pilled. He's a monthly subscriber, supporter.
Thank you.
Biblical question, is it hard to let go of the past, of people, or of a person? It's easy to say bye, Felicia, to things, places, people if it doesn't provide fulfillment and nourishment. Stay away from energy vampires, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska says, wow, some evil women today on the show. Ha, ha, ha.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to take a break right there.
We'll read more later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to James out of Maryland. James, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, buddy?
All is well.
Good. I got a flat tire last night. Luckily, I had a temporary tire to get me to the NTW this morning. And then for 2 hours, I was waiting on the non-whites to sell me a tire. And then finally, the white manager showed up. And I said, oh, thank goodness, a white guy. And as soon as I said that, he said, I don't want it. You can get out of my store.
Really? Wow.
He said, I'm not going to let you get a tire here at all. You might as well get it across the street. But then he ended up selling me a tire.
So was he?
But
just...
he wouldn't put it on. He let the guy next door put it on the rim for me.
Wow! Thank you, Jim. I got to take a break. Hate news. Manhood Hour is coming up. Back in a moment. Thank you. What a mess.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
It's some serious mess going on in the world today. As you've heard for the past 2 hours on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, shout out. And there's floods not just in Texas, but New Mexico. What a mess. Crazy. And a little Epstein memo, a little update from Commie Nonsense Network. Because all you guys are all up in arms about the Epstein drama. And I do mean drama. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, July 9th. Happy White History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold to get on air for Manhood Hour coming up. Even the ladies are welcome to call in, as you well know, on Manhood Hour. So cool. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on by the way, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then at 2 Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, we're planning to have Punchy TV live. That should be fun. Very cool. Punchy TV on YouTube. It will also be streaming, hopefully, on some JLP platforms, such as Rumble, Pilled, and other places, DLive. And punchy.tv/punchytv. Pretty cool. 13 women and 2 kidnapped men in Hamas. I mentioned this in the last hour. During the October 7th terror attacks, said they experienced or witnessed so-called sexual violence while in captivity, perpetrated purportedly by Hamas, they claim. The allegations included in a new report from the DINA Project gathered firsthand testimonies from 15 returned hostages, 1 so-called survivor of an alleged attempted rape, 17 eyewitnesses and ear witnesses. They call it ear witnesses, okay? I haven't heard that one before that I know of. And 27 first responders, they call them, who attended scenes of the purported attacks. The testimonies coupled with forensic reports, photographs, and videos from the attacks, purportedly, led Israeli researchers to conclude that Hamas used so-called sexual violence as a weapon of war, so they claim. I don't know. Monsoon rains triggered dangerous flash flooding in New Mexico. Meanwhile, in America, right? In an area of southern New Mexico that was stripped of vegetation by recent wildfires. Wow. The National Weather Service issued flood warnings in the Ruidoso area on Tuesday, and officials urged residents seek higher ground as the waters of the Rio Ruidoso rose nearly 19 feet in a matter of minutes. Wow. First responders, they call them, carried out at least 85 swift water rescues, helping many people who were trapped inside their homes and cars. No deaths reported. However, the extent of the flood damage won't be known until water recedes. So I don't know. At least 3 people have been reported missing. So we'll find out, maybe. President Trump shrugged off the dumb questions during a cabinet meeting on Tuesday about a Justice Department memo that said there was no evidence Jeffrey Epstein had kept a client list or that he was murdered. However, many of Trump's so-called MAGA allies have spent years accusing the government of hiding evidence about the late, what they call him, a financier, whatever that is, which even if he was one, and accused sex trafficker. They call him accused. I thought they had convicted him, but I don't know. And are incensed by this new claim. So-called far-right activist Laura Loomer, she's far-right, what? Has urged Trump to fire Attorney General Pam Bondi over her handling of the investigation. Bring back Matt Gaetz. Bring back Matt Gaetz. Maybe something good can come out of this, right? Maybe not. And tech mogul Elon Musk, who recently left his position at Doge in the White House, posted his social media site on X. How can people be expected to have faith in Trump if he won't release the Epstein files? As if it matters. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Manhood Hour, Hour 3. It's why
celebrate with my friends. It's what history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be white history.
It's white
history month. And I'm gonna celebrate America. It's white history month. And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Amazing. There are other months to celebrate, but this month will be, and it is, White History Month, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The biblical question, my biblical question is a doozy. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard? It's so hard to say goodbye. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to the, to people or to a person? I promise you to add, is it hard to say goodbye to animals too? Because a lot of people have problems, believe it or not, emotional problems saying goodbye to animals. Can you believe that? But is it hard to say goodbye to anything? Is it hard? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and can't just sit and watch the show, but you would love to, and you're like, wow, I want to hear it. I want to hear it while I'm doing what I'm doing. You can. You can podcast, and you can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, I'm making a note to my producer. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. Not only if it is White History Month Day, Wednesday, and every day in July, it is and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male who turned to man.
Alpha male.
Live right, be right, and lead the way.
You just said out of your own mouth what you said to her. How are you going to tell me?
I said you're looking so
good. Why the fuck would you say that? You please get this.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
Well.
Yes, you are.
My struggle is emotional.
Emotions are a mess. The one thing that you can bank on, and I'm telling you the truth, emotions have nothing to do with God. Every emotional person, male or female, Christian or non-Christian, Pope, a non-Pope, Mormon, Jewish, Allahu Abba, atheist. If you are an emotional person, you are of your father evil and cannot be trusted. Bank on that. Avery is out of Texas. Avery, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Avery.
I wanted to ask you, you having a good day, first of all?
Yes, I am, man. How about you?
Yeah, I am. I wanted to ask you...
Are you on a speaker or something?
Let me put that down.
Were you on a speaker?
Yeah, I was. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, did he tell you not to be on a speaker?
Yeah, he did.
And why you do it anyway?
My bad, my bad. So,
all right.
You voted for Trump this year, right? I mean, last year, right? 2 years ago.
The Great White Hope. And I'm going to vote next and when he run again.
Hold on. Can you stop calling him that? Because it seems like when you call him that you kind of like worship him.
They call him king. They call him daddy. And I call
Who calls him king?
And I call him the Great White Hope.
You're the only person that called him the Great White Hope. But to my question, right?
You know that? Did you ask me who called him king?
Yeah, who calls him king?
They, if you notice, they've been having rallies around the country, and they are calling Donald Trump king.
Yeah, stupid people.
Is that true or not?
Yeah, stupid people.
Have they been having rally calling him king?
Stupid people.
No. I'm asking you, have they been having these rallies calling him king?
Yes, but they've been stupid people.
And why?
Because you call another man a king. Like, what's up with that, Jesse?
Oh. Amazing.
But to my question, right?
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen a significant change in how Trump has run the country compared to the first time, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
No, it's not. No, it is not.
What's wrong with what he's doing now?
Well, first of all, you can see that he is a rhino compared to what he was at the beginning. I think I've seen like one thing where he made like his own Bible and stuff like that.
He made what now?
He made his own Bible. And you know Bruce Jenner, right?
He made his own what?
I think he made his own Bible.
Trump made his own Bible?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by that? I'm not aware of that. You're not on speaker or anything, right?
No, I'm not on speaker. I said he made his own Bible. He made his own Bible.
Well, how did he make his own Bible?
He wrote down and said the Bible of Trump.
Come back to the phone, man.
He wrote it down into the Bible of Trump.
He wrote down into the Bible of Trump?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I just don't know what you're talking about.
Right. One of your producers can look it up. He wrote his own Bible and tried to present it like it was the Word of God.
Are you aware of that, Nick?
Say that again?
Trump made his own Bible and presented it like it was the Word of God.
When did he do that?
Last year or 2 years ago.
He made a Bible called the Word of God?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of remember that, but I don't know exactly how he's saying. Like, is it its own translation, the God Bless the USA Bible, the one he released? Are you saying it's its own translation?
Right. And I'm just saying, if
James
you're
is saying
a man
it's
of God,
just the King James Bible, though.
You shouldn't be following him.
It's just a King.
I don't think you really know. I don't think you actually even know what the God Bless the USA Bible is.
You think I don't know what?
It's just a King James Bible.
No, it's not. You cannot change nothing in the Bible. Once you do, then you are blasphemy.
He's not listening,
and
Jesse.
If y'all
right.
see what y'all is, then y'all shouldn't
well,
be supporting
they change, the every time down through the years, every time they rewrite the Bible, they change the Bible. The Bible has always been changed. It's always been changed. And so
okay,
you don't even know.
So why?
You don't even know what the original Bible is at all, and that's why people are suffering because they don't know what the real truth is.
I ain't saying be no Bible thumper Christian, you know what I'm saying? I don't even read it like that. I'm just saying, like, you cannot change the Word of God. And then,
but they change the Bible all the time. Every time they rewrite the Bible, they change the Bible.
That don't make it right?
I didn't say it made it right. You're saying they can't do it. I'm telling you they are doing it.
Right. So I'm just saying, like, you saying Trump is the best president, but I'm just saying there's been many more way better than him.
Like what?
Now, if I say this, all your viewers going to jump on me.
Avery, hold on a minute. Avery, I'm going to let Derek talk to you and get your muffle on your phone. It's not clear.
I think he's lying about being off speaker.
That's cool.
And you're not on the speaker, right?
I'm not on speaker. I turned it off.
Hold on a minute. Let Derek deal with your phone. I'll come back to you. Let me go back to James out of Maryland. James, go ahead.
Hi, Jesse. Yeah, I was trying to talk to you about the white manager.
Oh, yeah. And we ran out of time then. Go ahead. So you said this guy sold you a Atari anyway, right?
Well, he said he was so offended by my comment a white guy to talk to.
But he ended up selling you the tire.
He would sell me a tire, but he wouldn't put it on for me. He would not let his enterprise put it on for me.
So why did you buy the tire there then? If he's treated you that way,
only because I was already flat and it was the only place that had the tire.
Jay, hold on. You sound really loud for some reason. Calm down.
Sorry.
Yeah. If he treated you that way, why didn't you go somewhere else and get the tire?
Because I was a flat tire.
Oh, I see.
I had nowhere to go.
They
pawned me for 2 hours. They're going to sell me a tire, and then this is what I got. Okay. You know?
I got it. Amazing.
And he wouldn't put it on for me because I said, finally, a white guy. He literally said, verbally, he said, I will not put your tire on for you.
Hold on, James. Tell James he can't hear us for some reason, and I'll come back to him. Let me go to Avery again. Avery, so let's see if your phone working well now.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes. But you have to speak up and don't get on a speaker or anything.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so like I said, you know what I'm saying?
What is it that he is doing now that you don't agree with?
I don't agree with, like, how he's handling, like, you know, the immigration stuff. I don't agree with that.
What is it that he's doing concerning an immigration, illegal alien situation that you don't agree with?
Well, for one, they're deporting anyone and anyhow. Second of all, I think they deported a citizen of Guatemala, of America one time, and they had deported him to Guatemala just because he was Hispanic, and they thought he was Hispanic, but they deported him, and that was on the news. But he's not even handling
it. What is it about arresting illegal aliens and sending them back to their country? What is wrong about that?
I agree with, but not the way he's doing it.
So what way is he doing it that you disagree with?
Raiding while they're working.
What?
Raiding like their houses while they're working. Raiding like, you know, schools and stuff like that.
But how else would he pick them up if he don't catch them off guard like that?
There's a process to everything, Jason.
And what's that process?
It's a process. You go out, you ask people for their things. You don't just straight up deport somebody.
What is the process of picking up illegal aliens and taking them? What process you think he should take?
It's basically halfway kidnapping. You don't know.
That's not what I asked you. What process? You don't like the fact that he's going out to these jobs and homes and getting the illegal. What process you believe the president should do in picking up illegals?
Oh, my goodness. By doing a better process, not just picking
people up. What process?
There's a process.
What is the process you think he should do to pick up illegal aliens.
Jesse. Jesse.
Yes, sir.
There has to be a made process. I don't think just...
What process? He's going around picking them up in the way that there's no other way to do it, but what process do you think he should do?
I think that they should have a place to where they talk about it, like a center where they talk about it, see their political stance, see if they have a criminal record. If not, let them stay.
But they do have a criminal record. They broke the law to come into our country, so that's a criminal record. Do you agree to that?
I can halfway agree.
Do you agree to that?
I can halfway agree to that.
What do you mean by halfway agreeing? Did they not break the law to come here?
Because, Jesse, you're not understanding.
Did they not break the law to come here?
Okay, yes, they did. Yes,
so
they
how
did.
Would you halfway agree to that? What do you mean you halfway agree?
Because you're not understanding their situation. See, you
but tell me how you halfway agree that they broke the law to come here so they have a criminal record. How are you agreeing with that halfway?
Because I understand their situation. You're not understanding their situation.
What is it that you don't understand about them breaking the law to come here?
No, but you're not understanding why they're doing it, though. That's
they're doing it because they wanted to come here, so they broke the law.
Right, but you're not. They could be trying to get killed. They could, you know what I'm saying? You're not listening to that part, though.
What point?
They could be their country. They could be getting killed. They could be doing this and this. You don't know why they're running away.
I don't need to know why. I just know they break the law to come here. And so whatever excuse they make up for breaking the law, that doesn't give them a right to break the law and come into someone else's country. Do you disagree with that?
So you have no sympathy for them?
Do you disagree with that, that they don't have to break the law? Because they can come through the front door. Let's say they need refugee protection. They can come through the front door. That doesn't mean they got to break the law. Am I right or wrong about that?
You're 50% right.
How come I'm not 100% right about that?
Because you not understand the full picture of things.
I understand that you say, what about their refugee? They can come through the front door. They're refugee. We have that okay. But they're breaking the law. So how is
Jesse,
that? Why is it that you don't agree with that 50%?
Jesse, I mean, 100%. You know how many years it took to get here?
How many years it took for who to get here?
My family.
So did you break the law? Your family break the law to get here?
No, they came from Africa. They couldn't break the law.
So then we're talking about lawbreakers.
But you know how many years? It takes too many years, Jesse. Not everybody got that patience.
Let's say it takes 1,000 years to get here. Does that give them a right to break the law to get here?
It don't give them a right, but you can understand why.
I understand they want to come here. I do understand why. But that still doesn't give them the right to break the law. Is that right?
You could say that.
No, is it right? Not. I could say, is that right or not?
Yeah, you could say that. I think.
No,
I
is think, that I, right I, or not?
You like yes or no. You like yes or no answers, don't you?
Is that right or not?
Yeah, it is right.
Okay. So what's your complaint then?
Jesse, see, you think everything is black and blue. You know what my complaint was.
I don't think everything is black and white. I mean, I don't think everything is black and blue. It's black and white. Is that right or is wrong?
Which one's right, black or white?
To me, if they break the law, that's black. If they come in through the front door the right way, that's white.
Huh?
If you can huh, you can hear.
Nah, I hear you right, but I'm not even going to entertain that. But I see your point, Jesse.
Okay, go ahead.
I see your point about that, but you can't tell me that.
And what's my point?
About the whole illegal stuff. I hear your point about it, that laws matter before emotions. I hear your point on that.
Right,
right.
Right.
But you can't tell me that Trump 100% is a straight Republican man who's Christian values. You can't tell me that.
So what now?
You can't tell me that Trump is 100% straight Christian male who's a Republican to the core and does nothing wrong. You can't tell me that.
But who said that?
Man, the way you be on this show is talking
about
Trump.
No, who said that? Who said that?
That Trump is a white, conservative, straight Christian man. You did.
But he is, as far as I know.
No, he's not. I mean, he's conservative, but he's not, what's it called, an example. He's not an example to follow.
And meaning what? And what do you mean by that? How is he not an example to follow?
Because he'll bend down if he needs to. That's what I mean by that.
What do you mean by he's not an example to follow?
Because he don't stand on his principles.
What when principle is he not standing on?
Okay, so when they had asked him on like a whole separate thing, they said, "Would you allow a trans to go inside your hotel bathroom?" He said no. But then when they said Bruce Jenner came into your hotel, would you allow her? He said yeah. So I'm like, which one are you, Trump? Are you conservative or are you not?
And so that's the same as you wanted the illegal aliens to come into the country?
Nah, just you twist. Nah. Answer the question though.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I can't respond to it. I can't make up a response.
It's not the same thing though. That's because, you know, I sympathize with people. See, you say Happy White History Month. I ain't never heard you say Happy Black History Month. I was gonna come on you and wish you a Happy White History Month, but
you're not gonna do it.
Nah, you've never said Happy Black History Month.
So you will only wish me Happy White History Month if I wish you Happy Black History Month?
Yes, sir.
Why? How's that fair? Why don't you treat people
the
way you?
How's that fair? That's the most fairest thing.
Why don't you treat people the way you would like to be treated?
Because you don't treat me the way I'd like to be treated.
I've been talking to you. I said, "Well, Happy White History Month to you."
But you didn't say Happy Black History Month when I called you 2 years ago.
2 years ago, I don't remember a call from 2 years ago. What the?
Yeah, I said Happy Black History Month, and you asked me what is that?
And what did you tell me?
I said it's when, you know, our ancestors, you know, fought for the country, and you were like, they didn't fight for nothing.
You said you're from Africa.
My parents are. I'm from here.
But so your ancestors didn't fight for America. They live in Africa.
Hey, Jesse, all Black History Month is all Black History Month. It ain't just about America.
So are you saying the same Black History Month in America is the same Black History Month in Africa?
It was the same cause.
How could it be the same if they're two different countries and two different people?
Well, because I'm from South Africa, so it's basically like the same spot. You know,
you're from South Africa? That's even worse.
Why?
Because the blacks in South Africa have destroyed that ever since the white man let them take over.
How can we destroy something that we had first? That was our country.
That wasn't your country. White people were there first.
What?
What? White people were there first, not the blacks, man. They came after the whites.
White people were in Africa before black people. I done heard it all from you, Jesse.
No, it's true.
I could never. You would.
That what is?
Hey, come here. I had a white man. Would you believe the white man?
Absolutely not. I would believe him less.
Why?
I ain't going to say too much.
Why not? What do you mean you ain't going to say too much?
No, I ain't going to say too much, but...
How old are you?
20.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Do you love white people?
I love everybody.
Do you love white people?
I love everybody.
Do you love white people?
Here we go again. When I say I love everybody, what that mean?
I asked, do you love white people, though? I didn't ask you about everybody.
Yes.
You love white people?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So Hake is going to tell you the truth about white people being in South Africa before the blacks. Hold on.
According to Lauren Southern's documentary, she was on your show several years ago talking about the South Africa farmlands. There was nobody in Cape Town when the Dutch arrived and they founded South Africa there. And then they expanded and built up the place. It was basically uninhabitable, and they made it habitable.
Now.
Hey.
Yes.
Where did you get that racist? Where did you even get that from?
From the Farmlands documentary. It's on YouTube for free.
You really believe that South Africa was just empty when the Caucasians came?
Cape Town was, yes. Cape Town, South Africa.
Out of all the other cities, have people in it.
They built up the country. It was not a country before that. There were nomads.
Who was there first, though? What color was there first?
Let me ask you, where is your proof that black people were first in Africa?
Me, the real niggas.
No, what?
Nice.
Where is your proof that the blacks were there first?
Jesse, come on. It don't make sense that white. We got colonized by Great England. We got colonized by
them. No, where is your proof that the blacks were there first?
Because how can you colonize a country or people if we were already there first?
I'm asking you a question, though. Where is your proof that black people were there first?
I already told you, the real niggas. We was there first.
All you're doing
came.
Is repeating what somebody else tell you. I'm asking you.
I don't want nobody tell me. So I'm telling you what it is.
Haken just gave you the truth proof about white people being there first. You're saying that black people were there first. Where's your proof that black people were there first?
How am I supposed to show you that? It's Africa.
But how do you know if true then if you don't have proof?
Wow, it's amazing. Because now you're trying to tell me whites were there before blacks. I'm like, come on, man.
How about you give me proof that the blacks were there first? You have none.
I don't got proof.
You don't have proof, right?
No, I don't got proof.
So then how do you know the blacks were there first then?
What language do your parents speak? What language do your parents speak? Out of curiosity.
Zulu.
What's that?
Zulu.
Zulu? Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's one of the last languages that they even use.
But they speak Africa. The whites speak African in South Africa.
Right.
We don't speak that.
Why not?
They try to force us. They used to like beat us like if you didn't like speak it in school. The whites try to force us like to speak Afrikaans. It used to be by law.
Isn't that smart?
To beat us because we don't want to speak. This reminds me of slavery. No, it's not smart.
For national unity, you should be able to speak the same language.
But to beat us because we don't want to speak the same language, that's
but
fair.
Why would you want to be in their
country? And look at him saying yes behind the camera. Look at him nodding his head yes, saying that's right.
Who said that?
Hey, he nodding his head when I said it's good to beat people because they want to speak the same language. He nodding his head, yes.
Who would nod in their head?
Hey, and he think it's funny.
You don't even know slavery. It reminds you of slavery.
Right.
You're just in your imagination about this whole thing. You were never even there. You were born here.
You just nodded your head, yes, saying that, oh, yeah, it's all right. People, they want to speak the same
if
language.
They're that stubborn, what else is going to work?
And he think it's funny, too. Why
would you want to live in a country that and not speak the same language?
I understand, but you think beating them?
No. Why would you want to live in a? So why are you? You were born in America, right?
Yes, sir.
So they didn't beat you.
But I've been there before, and I heard my cousins did. They told me about it and stuff like that.
But they still didn't beat you. Why are you mad? It didn't happen to you.
You can't be sad for what happens to your fellow man.
What?
You can't be upset for what happens to your fellow man.
You can't be upset
for what happens to your fellow man.
What good is it doing you or them that you be upset because of what happened to them? What good is it doing you to be upset?
Man, it's scary because I could tell if Hank was in South Africa, you'd be, man.
Are you upset at the rapes and murders of whites in South Africa?
Oh, come on, man.
Are you?
We're going to talk about rape.
What about your fellow man? Are whites your fellow man, Avery?
Hey, Hank, where do you think these light people coming from in
Avery,
America?
Answer that question first.
What was your question, Hank?
Are you upset at the rapes and murders of your fellow man, the whites in South Africa, by blacks?
Ask a stupid question.
What's the answer to that stupid question?
This is stupid. Yes, I'm upset about that.
So you are upset that black people are raping white people in Africa.
Don't overreact. Most
of the Thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jesus, the Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live and Stretch Off on Thriller.
If you Not Thriller. Folks,
Pill.net.
Pill.net. Back in a moment.
And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Avery, thanks for your call. Call me again. I ran out of time there. Quick announcement. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake. HAKEReport.com. And then at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 2 p.m., a brand new episode live of Punch It TV. A brand new episode live of Punch It TV. I had, at 2 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And then on Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A very fun, an interesting conversation with Mike O'Hearn. And Mike is a bodybuilder, actor, and fitness expert. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The one, the only, Mike O'Hearn.
Mom and Dad's genes.
Could you overcome anger if you wanted to?
I'm talking intensity. Controlled rage.
Were you a slap maker?
What?
I can take you down.
I know you can.
No.
Come on.
I'm on you. Baby, that's amazing.
We're going to get you in shape this year. Wait till you see next year's Jesse. Right coming on. Out topless, popping the top.
You're going to enjoy this one, really. It was fun, but it was also interesting discussion. Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, thefallenstate.tv. And you can become a member there, support us there. And right there on the YouTube channel there, thefallenstate.tv or locals.com. All right. I got to do a quick history, white history moment. A quick white history moment. This is from CBS News. William F. Buckley Jr. And William was a leading commentator who had a vital role in elevating Joseph McCarthy, Barry Goldwater, and Ronald Reagan. Catalyzing a conservative movement that reshaped the Republican Party, and the country. This is the first soundbite from PBS and CBS News.
Bill Buckley was so refreshing. He was so exciting.
It seems to me that whoever said that was trying to be provocative. Whether he is naturally or affectedly stupid, I don't know.
Whether you agreed with him and loved him, or he enraged you, Buckley made everybody's blood run quickly.
I think that you use the word violence with such slovenliness as to render yourself unintelligible.
William F. Buckley, Jr.
On late night television, he was often a guest and sometimes a subject.
This whole thing smacks of kind of a left-wing conspiracy paranoia, if you catch my drift.
He had his own show, too, Firing Line.
You have a right to, you know, say what you believe, and, you know, have a right to say what I believe.
Sure, let's not fight over it.
For decades, William F. Buckley Jr. was a one-of-a-kind character, author, columnist, and a celebrity intellectual. Bill Buckley was a conservative who sought to propel the nation to the right.
Buckley invented cultural politics.
Former New York Times book review editor Sam Tannenhaus says we are still living in the world created by Buckley.
Is there a line from Buckley to McCarthy, to Goldwater, to Nixon, to Reagan, to Gingrich, to Trump?
You have just drawn the fever chart or outline of the modern Republican Party in America. He's the founder of the movement we have today.
Amazing. Buckley went on to Yale, wrote several books, and the founder of the National Review magazine, CBS News.
Buckley, who died in 2008, Buckley burst onto the national scene in 1951 with God and Man at Yale, a book which took on his alma mater as a thicket of secular professors and liberal elites.
He was 25 years old, handsome Ivy League graduate who has everything going for him, but he's also going to reveal the secrets of the ivory tower.
In 1955, he founded National Review, seeking to provide conservatives with coverage of their ideas and debates.
My function is to speak the issues as I understand them, and let's see how many New Yorkers are drawn to them.
Though he never held office, Buckley caused a stir when he ran for mayor of New York City in 1965 and mused that if he won, he would demand a recount.
He was really turning the party inside out. He was going to make the Republican Party the voice of the excluded middle class.
Amazing. Once in a while, a man comes along, a mighty, mighty, mighty man. Isn't that amazing? Buckley faced scrutiny over his views on race and supported segregation. CBS News again.
But as he built that new coalition, he also drew scrutiny and denunciations, especially on race. In the 50s and 60s, Buckley opposed key civil rights legislation and supported segregation. And he had his critics.
And I built the railroad for nothing.
Buckley's views were rebuked at high-profile debates, be it with James Baldwin or Gore Vidal.
Stop calling me a crypto-Nazi.
Amazing, crypto-Nazi. Buckley paved the way for louder, more bash conservatives. Watch this.
By the late 60s, Tannenhaus says Buckley was seen as a central force, boosting Richard Nixon and, in 1980, Ronald Reagan.
That Buckley was still a movement guy.
Then came a new generation of louder, brasher conservatives, starting with Rush Limbaugh.
Welcome to the Rush Limbaugh program, a program exclusively designed for rich conservatives.
And in Washington, there was Newt Gingrich, who won the Speaker's gavel in 1994.
What did Buckley make of you and Rush Limbaugh becoming the new stars of the right in the 1990s?
I think we amused him. He was proof that conservatism could be smart and that you could win the argument. Buckley was a model of thinking about things and to say things that were true but not acceptable.
Amazing. And last but not least, Buckley paved the way for Trump.
Gingrich, now a close ally of President Donald Trump, says the flame of Buckley still flickers inside the GOP.
Much of the critique that Buckley made at Yale of the intellectuals is the underlying fuel for Trump's assault on the Ivy League.
What's the difference, in your view, between Buckley's conservatism and President Trump's conservatism?
I think Trump focuses on doing and achieving more than on knowing. I think Buckley thought his role was to be a genuine intellectual.
He wants to defeat you, but he's going to defeat you with his vocabulary.
Sam Tannenhaus says William F. Buckley Jr.'s legacy is complicated. His civility certainly stands out. There is also an inescapable conclusion. Buckley paved the way for Trump.
Happy White History moment. Amazing. Amazing. July is White History. Bash with a what?
Brash, not bash.
Oh, I mean brash with what?
With an R.
Oh, White History Month. That's amazing. Let me go to first time caller out of Oakland, California, David. David, happy White History Month.
How you doing?
All is well. You're on the air. Happy White History Month, David.
Man, I can't wish you nothing like that.
Why not? What?
I can't wish you nothing like that.
Why not?
Because I can't.
But why not, though?
Hmm?
Why not?
Because it's all year round. It's 365 days. All of a sudden, you're going to reduce it to a month.
And how is it all year round?
America was built, like you said. Who do you say built America?
Who do you hear me say built it?
Huh?
Who have you heard me say built America?
You said whites built America, right?
But what does that have to do with July?
Okay, then. If whites built America, then they have history 365 days a year.
How is that?
Not just in July.
How is that?
What you mean, how is that?
Give me something that's proved that year-round is white history.
I just told you.
No, we know that.
If you said white people built this country by themselves, then the history is all theirs.
But I don't know what you mean.
If they built it.
But give me...
If they built this country by themselves, then how can you reduce white history to 1 month?
So the first let me ask, is it true that white men founder and built the greatest country in the world with the help of God? Is that true?
No, they stole it.
Stole it from whom?
And then they used slave labor to get wealth off of it.
They stole it from whom?
From the Native Americans that was here.
But they never did own it. How can they steal something they don't own?
What you mean they didn't own it? Now, how do they own it now?
The Indian didn't own America.
Yeah, they did.
How did they live here? What?
They lived here.
Just because they live here doesn't mean they own it.
Okay. So that means the house that you live in, you don't own?
I'm paying for that, yes. I own it, but the Indian one paid
okay,
for it.
Okay, then. What are you talking about?
The Indians were just sitting around smoking peyote.
So what? It was their country. They can do whatever they want to.
And they were living out in the woods.
I don't care.
But listen.
You come from another country, and you take somebody else's land, and then you try to kill them off.
What?
And build your own law.
We didn't try to kill them off. We gave them
casinos. What do you mean, we? Who is we?
We gave them casinos.
You wasn't there?
Listen.
You wasn't there? What are you talking about, we?
We told them to go over the corner and build casinos and shut up.
Yeah, right.
But give me, give me an example of white history all year.
I can't give you like one specific one.
Right, because it's not true. White history is not happening 24 hours.
You know it is.
Well, give me an
example
of it then.
Huh?
If you can, you can hear. Give me an example of it.
Give you an example of it.
Yeah.
Let me see. I can't give you a specific example of it.
And you know why?
Why?
Because white history isn't all year round.
Yes, it is.
No, it's just in July.
No, it's not.
Well, you don't have, out of 365 days in a year, you should be able to give me an example of white history at least one example?
Independence Day.
That's in July, man.
All right, that's one day.
No,
that's one example. You didn't say 1 month.
We
you said just give you an example.
We're celebrating July, but you said okay. That it's
you
on.
You celebrating Independence Day,
David.
Right.
Because of time, you say White History Month is 365 days in a year, but other than July, you can't name any other time.
You said name me one specific
David,
thing.
David, I got to run.
Name every day.
I got to run because we're going back and forth.
Okay.
Call me again, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Talk Show gifted a subscription over on Jason Lee Peterson Rumble. Very nice.
Thank you. Sir. Appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet gave a Rumble rant. Uncle Jesse, is it true that men, quote unquote, who whine and complain and blame and act like victims are beta males? Like being in the best country in the world and whining about how much McDonald's costs?
Well, any man that complain and see himself as a victim is a female. He has the nature of his mother, and he can't help it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Yeah.
10 coffees from Groove and Mastiff over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Biblical question response.
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person?
Yes, although I'm much better at it than before I started working on myself. Still hard for me to let go of people and places that I thought were important. But I'm working on overcoming this. Great question. God bless you all.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Very generous, Grooving Master. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Grooving Master.
Elijah with a couple of diamonds. All these black collars living in white countries, SMH. Make it stop. Shaking his head.
Thank you. Amazing.
Outlaw 777X. Is Elon a beta for trying to form a party against Trump? If so, can I get a beta?
I don't know if he's beta. I mean, you know, in America, you want to start another party, go for it and see what happens. I don't think it's going to happen because others have tried it over the years, and it just has not happened. So we'll see. But thank you.
Bailey, what's wrong with the blacks? Free Diddy, let's get the baby oil. Sorry, I couldn't help but laugh.
Thank you.
Elijah with a diamond. Trump is a king who pulls a chair out for BB Beta.
They call him king. What manner of man is this? Amazing. They call him daddy. Nice. And a king can pull a chair out. That's proved that he's a king.
A servant of all.
Meaning that, right. He'll get down and wash your shoes. Shine your shoes for you.
Like Jesus.
I rest my case.
Thank you, Elijah, as always. Bailey says Macklemore, I think. Spells it Macklemore, but I think this is Macklemore, the guy who was accused and guilty, quote-unquote, of rape. He gone. I prove my point by saying, what's wrong with the blacks, says Bailey.
Who is Macklemore?
I think it's Macklemore, the NBA player, former NBA player,
the
Trailblazers.
Oh, okay.
Who was accused and convicted of the R word.
Macklemore.
Pronounced Macklemore.
Macklemore. Thank you.
Elijah with a diamond. Trump is a king. Oh, no, I already read that one. Eric, 5 coffees. Women don't walk around naked. Women can't hear common sense because their ego is too loud. Their ego walks around naked to regulate its emotions.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, very sad to say goodbye to someone whom I have known for a long time. For me, I always pray I want to go before my loved ones or people I love. Ever since my best friend died, I'm traumatized, Jesse. So worried about my only living parent, crying tear. This world's full of agony and pain, and as I grow old, I'm starting to see I'm scared with what I'm going through also, says Sion.
So you praying to God that you die before somebody else?
I wouldn't pray for that, Sion.
Right, I'm about to say, that's one prayer I wouldn't put up there. And you, That's all thrill and ego that you're praying to die before people, tears over your mama, your parents. Drop the ego, drop the thrill, and you'll be free and live your life and get away from fear so you can be free, Sion. Don't fall into the darkness of your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Amazing. Thank you.
Taker fan forever has a fallen state guest request. Some Republican pastor. He black, funny, truthful of the blacks. Amazing.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Taker fan. Elijah with the diamond. Caller, act like it's a human right to live with whites. They hate us, but they won't leave us alone. Jealous. And he says,
I noticed that the people of color, especially blacks, you can't live with the blacks. I mean, the whites, and they can't live without them. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Over on pilled.net, Persian Cucumber gifted the can with no message.
Thank you.
Thanks as always.
Yeah.
Elijah with three more diamonds. There was nothing in South Africa before the whites built it. Call her just another ungrateful, jealous black. Blacks jump high and run fast, but can't run a country, says he.
Amazing. Thank you.
Age of Inversion says that Buckley guy, the White History Month moment.
Amazing.
Was one of the most significant gatekeepers on the right in American history. His old job was to steer white people away from white identity and the Jewish question, he says.
I remember because I wasn't into politics at the time when he was around. I do remember hearing his name, but I didn't know he was so amazing until right now.
Yeah.
Really, just now, no wonder he is a white history moment. Amazing. Thank you.
Chow Young Cat says, we all know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28, Christian cross emoji.
Bible thought for Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you, Chow.
Yeah.
Shout out to Elijah, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Coffee Talk with Sandra, on whose show I appeared last night. It was fun.
Oh, and you were the guest on someone's show last night.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was fun. It was cool.
Nice. Who was it?
Coffee Talk with Sandra.
Nice.
On Pilled, Rumble, X, D-Live.
How long were you on there?
3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even mean to. I was like, I'll be on for like an hour. And she asked me, do you have a time limit? Not really. And it blew by just like that.
You were too beta to say you only had an hour.
I wasn't even thinking like that.
Oh.
Because I didn't really have a mindset.
Oh, okay.
And it was 8:35 before I knew it.
Golly. Right on. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Let me go to Belgium. Heard around the world and talk to Netanyahu. Nantiti. Nanditi. Nanditi. You're on the air. Yes. Heard around the world.
I know, yeah. I'm happy to talk to you again.
Yeah, where have you been?
I moved from Amsterdam. I know. I got a whole baby, a whole fiancé. It's been a wild ride.
So you had a whole baby since we last talked?
Yeah, 7 months, a little boy, Franklin.
You've been busy.
I know. It's been amazing, for real, though. You really help bring, like, another dimension into my being, which I obviously knew was there. That's why, you know, 2 years ago when I was, I would say, like, at my rock bottom, I was just looking for truth and
right,
honesty
right,
and direction, and that was missing in my life. And then within, I think, 2 months, I was in LA in your church, and it was just, yeah, still one of the best experiences that I ever had. And out of that, I think I make more conscious decisions. Maybe they're not always right, but I'm at peace with it,
right,
because
on.
I know it's just, you know, a learning school. Wow, Jesse, last Sunday, I would have done anything to be in that church last Sunday. That was an amazing church session.
Yeah, it was amazing. It really was. Check it out, folks. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. It was amazing.
I mean, I have, like, I will come with my questions soon, but I've noticed that even though a lot of people around me, when I introduce them to you, mm-hmm. they obviously have, like, a very hesitant feeling about it, right? Like, right. They're like, no, he's not right. It's
they're
too
like,
intense.
What
it's very... Yeah, for real. But then all, like, people that I follow for years, maybe even before you helped me with my consciousness, someone like, you know, Amber Rose and Blair White and Kanye West, I mean, it's just so amazing that they find their way to you. And Amber Rose and Blair White, I know, because I've been following them for so long, I like their honesty, yeah. you know, and I like their courage.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, I'm so grateful to see that, yeah, I don't want to say like I'm a part of it because, you know, we don't do groups like that, but it's just amazing to see that they're all revolting through your door in a way. And
that's
I know that you're doing it.
That's why you should never assume yeah. that people won't wake up. Sometimes some people will wake up. But let me tell you this, the computer can cut us off here in a minute. Are you able to call me back on another day?
Of course, Jesse. Yeah, okay. My question quickly is just about your like family. Now that I have a young family, I have a fiance. I just want to do it right. So I just want to hear your base principles on how to make sure that we, you know, continue to build up like
stay,
healthy,
stay present, and stay away from anger. Really, okay. If you just stay present, it's a lot in your head. And stay away from anger, the light would guide you the rest of the way.
I know that's true. And just before we go, like, I need you to explain to me more.
I can't because of time. Call me
again. No, I mean, I will call you again. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Good to hear from you. I am out of time, folks. Hate coming up. Nate, after that, bye. What the?
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation. To my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.